I've been really encouraging all of my patients to be sure and get the flu vaccine this year, because with COVID, the COVID pandemic, you know, increasing right now as we're coming into the flu season, they want to keep their lungs as healthy as possible and boost their immune system so that they don't get the flu and then turn around and be more susceptible to COVID on top of it. Flu season is usually between about December and March in this area, but it can start in November and run as late as April. And when I say the flu, one thing I sometimes hear from patients is they describe, you know, any kind of respiratory illness or even sometimes the stomach flu as the flu. But what I'm talking about is specifically influenza A and B, which are very specific viral infections. So when you get the flu vaccine, it's not going to protect you from every single virus that can cause any kind of cold or respiratory illness, and it's not going to protect you against the stomach flu. Those are caused by different viruses. So a lot of times I'll have patients tell me, well, I got the flu vaccine, but then I got the flu. And, you know, unless it was a documented case of influenza, they probably got some other kind of respiratory illness, because it's actually not possible to get influenza from the influenza vaccine. It doesn't contain live virus, and you can't get the flu from the flu vaccine. And we usually give the high-dose vaccine to those ages 65 and over, because there have been some studies that show that elderly patients, their immunity wanes, which means it's not quite as strong, it's not quite as robust as someone who's younger, so that if they get exposed to a virus, like the influenza virus, they can't mount as good of an immune reaction to it as someone who's 20. So the high-dose vaccine has four times the amount of antigen in it. So it really gives their immunity a good kick in the pants, you know, to boost it up, to rev it up, to get their immune system ready to fight influenza. And this is a little bit controversial. There are some doctors' groups that don't believe it makes any difference and everybody should just get the regular dose. But there are some good studies that have been out that show that it's a benefit for those ages 65 and over. It's not too late now. It's December, because you've still got several months of the flu season.